Self-Handicapping, Session 5, Applications, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. For the self-handicapping strategy to work, the individual using it needs to be aware of its implementation. If this is not the case, then the strategy won't have the protective effect on the person's self-esteem in the presence of failure. If person believe that they are going to fail, they create obstacles and excuses to justify their failures. There are many real-world applications for this concept. For example, if people predict they are going to perform poorly on tasks, they create obstacles such as taking drugs and consuming alcohol so that they feel that they have diverted the blame from themselves if they actually do fail. In addition, another way that people self-handicap is by creating already-made excuses just in case they fail. For example, if a student feels that he is going to perform badly on a test, then he may make up an excuse for his potential failure, such as telling his friend that he does not feel well the morning of the test. Occurrence in sports. Previous research has suggested that because in physical education, PE, students are required to overtly display their physical abilities and incompetence could be readily observed by others, PE is an ideal setting to observe self-handicapping. Because of its prevalence in the sporting world, self-handicapping behavior has become of interest to sports psychologists who are interested in increasing sports performance. Recent research has examined the relationship between behavioral and claimed self-handicaps and athletic performance, as well as the effects self-handicapping has on anxiety and fear of failure before athletic performance. Section 6, Controversies. One controversy was revealed in a study done at the University of Wyoming. Previous research indicated a negative correlation between self-handicapping behaviors and boosting one's self-esteem. It was also shown that people who focus on the positive attributes on themselves are less likely to self-handicap. This study, however, demonstrates that this claim is only partially accurate because the reduction of self-handicapping is only apparent in an area unrelated to the present self-esteem risk. As a result, the need to protect self-esteem becomes detrimental to future success in that area.